A Montana federal judge has loosened restrictions on pre-construction activities for the Keystone XL pipeline. The federal court halted the pipeline in November until the U.S. State Department completes an accurate and updated environmental impact study. TransCanada appealed the injunction to the Ninth Circuit and asked the Montana court to lift restrictions pending appeal. An environmental lawyer says once construction starts, opponents lose. At a hearing on January 14, TransCanada asked federal judge Brian Morris to reconsider his injunction on all prep work that moves dirt. TransCanada says if the Ninth Circuit allows the company to go ahead with spring construction, some first steps need to happen now. In response, Morris has agreed to lift part of the injunction. When he first denied pre-construction, Morris cited bureaucratic momentum as one reason to halt work on a project that might ultimately be denied. Natalie Landreth is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund. She says bureaucratic momentum was a factor in the building of the Dakota Access Pipeline in North Dakota.
Every time the tribal plaintiffs in that case would have a victory on some issue, immediately the pipeline company comes in and says, well, you can't stop construction because we've relied and we've invested this amount of money and therefore we have to keep going. That's what it creates when you allow the pipeline, the project to begin. You are allowing for them to build momentum, which they then use against you, even if you win on the ultimate issues.
In his most recent ruling, Judge Morris addresses momentum by allowing transportation of pipe and construction of pipe yards, but not worker camps. Morris notes that the pipe yards are on private property and TransCanada will not remove trees, use pesticides, disrupt migratory bird nesting, or endanger water quality. He says the company has assured that all land involved has been surveyed for protected species and cultural resources. But he says construction of camps that house, feed, and entertain 1,000 workers would disrupt a large area of land, resulting in, quote, a bureaucratic steamroller. Morris says TransCanada proceeds with the allowed activities at its own peril while the Ninth Circuit appeal progresses. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City.